Dr. Tara. She uses this service for her own health and wellness journey. She has lupus. So one of our founders is directly tied to these particular therapies, and she wants our franchisees, as well as everyone else in the organization, to have continuing education. So they upload new pieces every other week as content for the
Oh, wow.
franchisees. This is definitely a family. They want you to grow. They want you to succeed. And at all costs, as Dr. Jason says, our franchisees will succeed.
Hello, everyone, and thanks again for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we're going to welcome a franchise partner here to talk about their brand. And this is one that is part of an ever-growing health and wellness industry. But unlike many things in this space, this franchise has a very low overhead and investment for a brick and mortar opportunity. Yet it still provides a vast array of services for their customers, high quality ones, and creating customers who are very loyal and very long term. Sounds pretty cool, right? A quick reminder of who we are before we get to them. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with over 600 of the top franchisors brand in the country, spanning nearly 70 industries. Our goal, to help clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. All right, so that's a little bit about us. Now let's get to the important stuff and our guest. This guest is so awesome. She's now back for a second time. So we're excited to have her and really super pumped to talk about this franchise. Joining us today is the Director of Franchise Development for a featured franchise, which is called IV Nutrition. And joining us is the amazing Jordan Reed. Jordan, how are you?
Hey there, Tim. I'm doing great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
You are welcome. One more visit, and there's actually like a Fran Coach and Franchising 101 smoking jacket that we'll send you. So look forward to that.
Love that.
Super cool. But thanks for joining us. And you know, I know basically all seven of our loyal listeners listen to every single episode, so they remember exactly word for word when you came on the first time. But this is a people. This is all about people. Tell us a little bit. Give us a little Jordan scoop. Give me a little background and kind of how you got into this craziness.
Yeah. So this amazing journey started 7 years ago. Like many people in franchising, I fell into it. I've always been kind of in the health and wellness world, though. I started off at a company called Restore Hyper Wellness. I was a customer initially, and they were growing their team. And I was one of the first seven people in that company. And now it's grown to over, I believe, 150 employees. They've just hit, I think, 300 locations open. So they've had a lot of really great success there, and was happy to call that my home for about four and a half years. I moved over to a waxing franchise and eventually found myself on Sung Ohm's team at Fran DevCo, and have been here for about almost a year now. So I'm happy to be on the health and wellness vertical, where I represent a few health and wellness franchisors, but IV Nutrition is my baby, and so happy to work with their amazing team out in Kansas City.
Yeah, no, and I can't believe it's been a year already since you've been there, but I feel like it's been almost the whole time since you've been kind of like teeing me up for this thing is coming, this thing is coming, this thing is coming, how excited you were. And as I start to learn more, and I'm excited to learn more today too, but just like I see why. So IV Nutrition, we want to talk obviously about owning it and all the support from the franchisor. But first of all, like, what is the business? What are the services, and kind of who is the customer?
Yeah, that's a great question. So IV Nutrition in general, it's very interesting. This is the only franchisor that has been started by two doctors. So both Dr. Jason and Dr. Tara are DCs. That's, you know, it's strange that it's rare in IV franchise, but this is the only franchise that started by two doctors. Their services obviously are going to consist of IV therapy, but they're always trying to remain at the forefront. So for instance, for this brand, they offer wellness panels, which can further allow us to deduce what's going to be best for our customers. They offer intramuscular shots if they don't have, you know, time to necessarily do a 45-minute IV drip. They also have implemented peptide injections, which if you've ever heard of Ozempic, that is a semaglutide peptide. So that's something that they've recently implemented. One thing that's important with IV nutrition, though, they're always trying to do things more responsibly. So for the peptide injections, they have their customers do IV drips to replace the micronutrients they might not be getting based upon having that appetite suppressant. And they're also implementing ozone therapy this year, which is really interesting. It's very rare in a retail environment. Not to get too scientific about it, but it's essentially a great service if someone, for instance, has an autoimmune disease or is recovering from surgery. It helps build up that immunity. But that our customers can really span quite vastly based upon the myriad of services that IV Nutrition does offer. I break them down kind of into three primary categories. We have this kind of biohacker category, or someone who's being more proactive in their health and wellness, someone like a high net worth level executive who can't afford to be sick, someone who's seeking higher athletic performance. We're seeing those customers probably once every 3 weeks. We have a secondary category that someone who's looking at this more for anti-aging. NAD therapy, another therapy that we have here at IV Nutrition, is great for revitalizing cells, really turning back the clock for these customers. And then a third category is someone who suffers from an autoimmune disease or a chronic pain issue. We see Lyme's patients, lupus patients, cancer patients for high dose vitamin C. So there's a ton of individuals that can really benefit from these services and really can span throughout these categories and more.
I think there's a little like misconception sometimes that the IV is the, what is it? It's the hangover cure, right?
Yes.
which I know, like, I'm sure it is. And my wife and I were in Nashville recently and we're wanting to find one of these for that exact reason. But there's so many different things. And again, I think there's, when you talk about how do you differentiate from competition, because it's not like IV Nutrition is the only place out there doing it. It's not the only franchise or the mom and pops, but there's so many more services that go with this. So you're able to bring, again, like you mentioned, I mean, everywhere from, you know, probably kids all the way up to, you know, how senior citizens that all can be customers and for different reasons throughout their existence as a customer, again, really helps create, I mean, a huge business and a lot of longevity with your customers, correct?
Exactly. And you mentioned differentiation. Yes, there's certainly those hydration drips that can help with hangovers. Hydration's important for anyone, but for IV Nutrition, they actually do all of their compounding, which is essentially mixing of their bags in on site. So that customer is getting the full validity of those vitamins and micronutrients, as opposed to a pre-mixed bag, which really loses the density of the vitamins and micronutrients after 4 hours of sitting on a shelf. By doing our compounding in-house, we're able to, one, make sure that customer is getting the best experience possible, but two, customize that service based upon their needs. So we're not throwing a menu at someone saying, what would you like today? IV Nutrition's process is each new customer that comes in, they have a 15-minute consultation with the clinic director, and they provide several protocols that could be good fits for their IV nutrition experience that day. Those wellness panels only allow us to further deduce what is going to be best for that customer.
Awesome. So again, I think we've, as a society, we're kind of rolling into this more and more. It's like, I want exactly what I want, when I want it, how I want it. And that's exactly what you're doing versus saying, here's the five things, which like pick one of these. So again, super cool, because we all, again, like, we're all selfish. We want what we want when we want it. So that's it. So we love that. So now let's talk a little bit about the business model and that owner. So this was founded by two doctors. So Jordan, do I need to be a doctor to own IV Nutrition?
No, you do not. So IV Nutrition has set up a network of MDs across the United States that you as a franchisee would contract with, utilizing what's called a PLLC, and they've actually done this all for you. So an MD is going to have medical oversight of your location. They'll create this contract for you. That way you don't have to worry about any of that. They pre-negotiated a flat rate, so you don't have to negotiate with an MD on this medical oversight. Essentially, within your four walls, you'll, depending on your state, you'll have EMTs, paramedics, or registered nurses facilitating those services.
Gotcha. Well, and one of the hidden things I think in franchising is kind of, I always just refer to it as buying power, right? And so if you and I are going to start our own little thing of this, like, we're not going to be able to have that type of ability to have doctors and basically like kind of pre-negotiated what that's going to cost, have a roster of them to pull from, right? So again, that, because that's huge with this. So it allows basically anybody to own this without being a doctor. So that's good. So then you talked about, I think when you and I first talked about IV Nutrition, in my simplistic mind, because I ain't too bright, is the staff. It's like, I got somebody that's a sticker and somebody that's a non-sticker, right? So if I'm owning this, I don't want to be stuck. I might pass out. I probably would do the same with if I had to do it myself. So owners, like, I'm guessing there's probably some that could do that or have that background, but you don't ever have to, like, probably literally touch a needle or anything like that with your clients, because you're hiring those people that are used to already doing that, correct?
Exactly. So these are all licensed medical professionals that you'll be hiring. So they are really good at sticking. A lot of our franchisees, in order to really know if they are a good stick, have them stick themselves. So we understand, you know, are you really going to create a great customer experience or are you not? But no, our franchisees, if there's no medical history with them that they have that background, they don't need to worry about ever having to facilitate a service in their four walls. They can do things like community outreach, getting the name of their business out there. In addition to, you know, helping with the marketing aspect, recruiting, we want to make sure that it's very easy for you to feel empowered to hire these medical professionals. So IV Nutrition is very hands-on when it comes to the recruiting process. Jazz HR is actually free for all franchisees, but they will help you find candidates for these positions. It's also a pretty rich labor pool. So I will say, in comparison to a lot of other industries, this is an area that has a large number of people that are already licensed and that are actively looking for these positions. They want to get out of the hospital setting. It's stressful there. IV Nutrition is the antithesis of that. It's a more spa-like environment that they still get to help people in. So regardless if they're picking up a few extra shifts or they're transitioning completely outside of the hospital, these are very coveted positions for these individuals.
Okay. I love it when you answer like my next 9 questions all in one, right? So it's fantastic. I'll just sit here. So like the labor piece is, because I think everybody goes to the labor, like, oh my gosh, there's a labor this, there's a labor that, right? And I'll spare everyone my soapbox because most people have heard it. There's not a labor shortage or labor issue. There's a leadership issue, right? So, but we need to understand how we find the people. And so the key is, number one, is understanding that the franchisor, you already have things in place. You understand how you find them, what you're looking for, how to talk to them, how to compensate them. So somebody coming in with no experience of being around these people, they're going to have a plan laid out for them and the support to help them find the person, right? So we got that. So that's awesome. Then, like, why would, the other thing I was going to ask, like, are these people, we were talking about an EMT or a nurse or whatever, like, are you getting some that are truly transitioning out of those positions and coming in full time? Are you getting part time? Are you getting a mix of that?
Great question. So it'll be a mix of both. Typically, you'll have around 6 to 8 people on your payroll, but only 2 people in the store at any given time. Once you hit a certain revenue threshold, you may want to have a third individual facilitating services. But these licensed professionals can facilitate probably 10 IVs an hour. So minimal staffing here, which is great. And they are actively looking for these positions. There's a lot of great retention here at IV Nutrition. There's some that have been here since the beginning in 2017. And we actually have clinic directors that have become franchisees. They want to stay in this business so much.
Gotcha. Hey everyone, I wanted to take a moment to spotlight one of our premier franchise partners, Conserva Irrigation. Conserva Irrigation is a rare home service brand in that it hits on all three home service niches, which are enhance, maintain, and repair. Conserva does this because it can install a brand new irrigation system, it can repair an existing one, and it can maintain the system you already have to ensure it constantly works properly. Conserva Irrigation was founded on the key principles of water conservation. The company's innovative technology is designed to help clients reduce water use from irrigation by up to 60%. This is going to save clients tons of money while conserving the planet's water. And as someone who lives in the desert, folks, it's easy to see the importance of being smart with our water supply. Conserva looks for owners, not the people out doing the work. And as part of Empower Brands, the support a franchise owner will receive is truly second to none. Here at FranCoach, we love helping people find the perfect franchise for them to own. And maybe, just maybe, it is Conserva Irrigation. Get in touch with us today to learn more about becoming a Conserva franchise owner. And let us help you create your better tomorrow. Hey, everyone. I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. So the owner's not the sticker. The owner doesn't need to be a doctor or any sort of background whatsoever. Do we require that owner to be full-time or can they be semi-absentee?
Semi-absentee is completely fine for this model. Dr. Jason, for instance, our founder, he lives in Kansas City. That's his home base. He has a location down in Jacksonville, Florida, though. So this can be a model that can certainly be semi-absent. Their point of sale system is also mobile compatible, so you can pull reports directly on your phone. So regardless if you're on vacation with your family or you're sick in bed, you can keep a finger on the pulse of your business.
So semi-absentee in the world of franchising is the most like unclearly defined term out there, right? So how many hours a week would somebody need to pay attention to their business as a semi-absentee owner?
Say anywhere from probably 10 to 20 hours. It'll range based upon you hiring those individuals that are going to either take care of your store more or you need to step in and do more work. So it depends on each unique scenario. But that being said, if you are doing the administrative work, keeping a finger on the pulse of your business, and then maybe some marketing efforts, around 10 to 20 hours a week, give or take.
Gotcha. And the majority of that, like, yes, and I always want to point out, like, that doesn't mean you have to be in the location that entire time, right? And probably, like, not very much of it. In fact, it's your location. You're going to go in there from time to time, but, you know, managing the, and you're going to use the term clinic director, I think, right? Instead of general manager, but somebody that's there running the day to day from that standpoint. So that's kind of semi-absentee. If somebody wants to come in and be full-time, what's a day in the life look like?
Yeah, if someone wants to be full-time, if they don't have medical experience, they can do administrative work, be front desk, do community outreach efforts. IV Nutrition actually builds a Google map for you that plots out all the businesses and referral sources that you'll want to go and do community outreach efforts with. So there's a lot of things that you can do as an owner operator that draws more people into your doors. If you're a medical professional, though, you can be your own clinic director and you can actually facilitate services. So we do have franchisees that do have a medical background who are able to be those clinic directors.
It's just, I think as an owner, you just have to understand all the roles that need to be filled, and then you're the boss, pick which ones you want, right? Do what you do best and hire for the rest. And so we've got a physical location for this. So talk us through kind of what that looks like from a size standpoint, and then also from a support standpoint, because pretty much everybody out there has never found their own retail location and have any clue how to do that. So what do we need and how do you help?
Yeah, that's a great question. So typically, we're looking for high traffic, high grossing shopping centers with complementary co-tenants that will allow for a lot of cross-pollination with our members kind of embedded in that community already. They work with their partners at Morrow Hill to identify real estate, so you don't need to worry about finding your location. Building it out, they actually have a proprietary construction partnership, so we can have expedited build outs. If it's a second generation space, we can get you up and running from signing your lease to opening your doors in 60 to 90 days, which
Oh,
is
wow.
in brick and mortar kind of unheard of. And that's what's great about having this construction partnership. It's a two pallet drop shipment that we're able to go to a location, build it out very quickly, and that way you get your doors open. It's pretty much turnkey from there. Typically 1800 to 2200 square feet. That's going to entail a drip area that has 8 to 10, or my yes, 8 to 10 zero gravity chairs, two private rooms, a compounding room, and a consultation room. It's a very simplistic build out. One thing outside of the four walls that you can do, though, that I like to note, you can actually take these services mobily. So, yes, you have a physical building, but you can do things like charity events, going to offices and doing drips in an office setting, bachelor, bachelorette parties. There's a lot of things that you can also do mobily for this brand as well.
Can you stop stealing my questions?
I'm sorry.
Jeez. No, and you mentioned Jacksonville for Dr. Jason, and we mentioned something else in Jacksonville. You guys should connect that, right? So that's kind of like a little behind the scenes stuff there. I'm talking in code for everybody else, but like I'm just trying to help get some business there for you guys, and the hangover cure will probably come in and good for that for a franchise conference. So, but the mobile thing is key. I think people don't always think of that. And then again, that I think that owner from a marketing standpoint, yes, you're going to have all the things to drive people to come in, but how can you create that awareness? And maybe it is there's businesses, there's schools, there's like whatever. Where can you take the services? It's a big ticket from being able to do that, but now you're just spreading the awareness, and somebody's gonna, man, that was awesome. Where are you guys located again? And next thing you know, you've got a loyal customer coming in there, right? So, and the real estate support is, I think it's one of the biggest areas owners make a mistake in brick and mortar, is that they go rogue. Just stop yourself. Right. With that, like everybody says, location, 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 which is important, but it's also negotiation, 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 right? You should never pay retail price for retail space, right? And so having somebody as massive as Morrow Hill, having all of these things, yes, it's a simplistic build out, it's not food, but still, you want to make sure you got the best location, the best price, all the tenant improvements, all of those things. Like, please. Please, people, follow the plan on that, and it will set you up for success. So, from a support standpoint, we're talking a little bit about the marketing. The medical side is enormous with this. The real estate support. What else would you tell us from a like, hey, the franchisor is here to help you with X that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, I would say one aspect that we haven't talked about is them actually establishing your accounts with their vendors. So one nice thing about IV Nutrition, they are not trying to make money off of you buying your materials. There are some that do that, but they set up accounts that are directly with our vendors. We work with some of the biggest names like McKesson, Medline, as well as all major compounding pharmacies. So we'll set up those accounts for you. That way you're sourcing directly from that vendor and you're getting the lowest price possible for your materials. That way your margins are that much better.
Yeah. Again, the buying power, and then also from a franchisor that's not trying to nickel and dime you every step along the way because they do exist. So, love it. And this is obviously a relatively newer concept. This isn't cheeseburgers, right? So, been around 7, 8 years. How many locations do we have open right now?
32 locations open across the United States, and then we have over 100 in development.
Gotcha. So tons of space, opportunity to do a single unit, but also this is an easy thing to kind of, easy is the wrong word, but relatively easier to scale into multiple locations as well, correct?
Exactly. These resources are very easy to share between location to location. So you don't necessarily need to hire a whole new additional staff with your second or third location. You can float people from one location to the next.
Yeah, but the shared resources is huge part of that economies of scale. So are you finding more people looking at this as a multi-unit opportunity for them or singles?
We do get a mixture of both, but those empire builders are definitely driven to this brand. It is a lower initial investment when it comes to brick and mortar, 190 through 315. So, when it in comparison, you can build out three of these for the price of some of our other competitors.
Yeah, no. And again, because you've got that construction and the real estate support, if you're getting these things open in 60 to 90 days, right, from finding that location, that's again, and all the and I want everybody to know too, part of the marketing side of things, we didn't really talk about this today, is all the pre-marketing, right? It's not just like, okay, we're open, now we should probably tell people, right? It's that's 60 to 90 days at least, I'm gonna guess with you guys, as far as getting the word out, the promotion, the advertising to where like, and even as they're building it out, right? That's where we all see the sign, right? Hey, coming soon. We want butts and chairs like day one, right? It's not an exact science that you're completely packed and there's a line around the door. Those are fake half the time anyway, right? So, we want that buzz. So there's butts in the seats right off the bat, and get yourself off to a quick start. How far before open are they starting their marketing campaigns?
Typically around 30 to 60 days prior. So for IV Nutrition, because we have nurses and we need to do in-person training, typically the first week will be friends and family. You'll have about 2 weeks for a soft opening before a grand opening. So prior to that soft opening kind of happening, you'll have 30 days of pre-marketing during that soft opening time period, another 30 days to really garner excitement for that grand opening. So it is a very large event.
Yeah, awesome. Very cool. Love all of this information. Anything else? I know you're super busy, and there's probably people like lining up right now to try to get on your calendar for all of this, but please call me first, right? Don't just call Jordan. But anything else that you want to share about IV Nutrition for folks that maybe we haven't touched on?
Other than everything that we've covered today, this is an amazing team. You really feel the support from the corporate side. This is much more than you are a franchisee to the franchisor. It's a very close-knit community of franchisees. It feels like a family. Continuing education is also huge for them. Dr. Tara, she uses this service for her own health and wellness journey. She has lupus. So one of our founders is directly tied to these particular therapies, and she wants our franchisees, as well as everyone else in the organization, to have continuing education. So they upload new pieces every other week as content for the
Oh, wow.
franchisees. So this is definitely a family. They want you to grow. They want you to succeed. And at all cost, as Dr. Jason says, our franchisees will succeed.
Which is how it should be. You and I both know that's not always the case. So I am very happy you are with such a good group. Because again, that's not always the case. So and again, some people don't care about the, like, yeah, just give me the stuff and get out of my way. That's not this. You've got owners, founders. This is their baby. They're still very involved. And again, like, the most important thing for a franchisor should be the success of their franchisees. And I love that that's their mindset. So I'm glad you're there. And thank you so much for coming on today to talk to us about IV nutrition.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Thanks again to Jordan Reed for joining us from IV Nutrition. And as always, all of our loyal podcast listeners for tuning in. We hope you have found this as another opportunity to see some of the amazing things that are out there and ways to grow big businesses for yourself. When you're ready, hopefully that's about now, to reach out to learn a little bit more about if this is the path for you now, and if so, what's the best franchise? There's never any fee for our service. We're at francoach.net or franchising101podcast.net. Again, always .net with us. Reach out, schedule a call with us. Let's help you understand if now is the time for you to create your better tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk with you next week.